We've just been joined by Alfie Murray, who is on the four-piece course. He's representing Medina College. Morning, Alfie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. You sound really enthralled and happy to be here, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're really chuffed.
Yeah.
If you could see it, listener, he's got a smile on his face. It's really, really a wide smile. And are you going to last the week, do you think?
Yeah, I'll try.
You're going to give it a go. You were yawning just then.
Yeah.
So what time does... you teenagers are always blooming tired. What time did you go to bed last night?
11:30.
11:30. And you are... How old are you? 15?
Yeah, 15.
And your mum and dad let you stay up until 11:30?
Well, they don't know majority of the time.
Why? Why is that? Because you've got the door shut and the lights all blocked out.
Yeah, they're just asleep.
And you... they sleep. Yeah. See, they got it right. They sleep, you don't. Yeah. And then you come in the next day and yawn through the whole day. So we've got lots of things lined up for you in the next couple of days. You're going to be doing a top five.
Yeah.
And are you working on it as we speak?
Yeah, I've got my songs. I've just got to work out.
Okay, what's the first song? What's the best song ever?
Probably Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
And that came out in about 1978, 79?
Yeah, around there.
So way before you were born.
Yeah.
And possibly before your parents were born as well.
No, not that far.
No? Are they really old then?
40, 50.
Oh yeah, that's really, really old. Thanks. So what sort of stuff do you do when you're not at school? What are you into?
I like football.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you play for?
I don't play, I just support Southampton.
Okay. Southampton?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
No wonder you're bored half the time and yawning. Do you go off? Do you go up and over to watch?
Yeah, when I can.
Yeah, how many times do you go a season?
It's been a bit harder, and it's been a bit more expensive. I went to about one game last season.
What did you see?
The Man United game. We lost 3-2.
You lost.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad feeling. Paying all that money, going all that way, getting on a ferry, and then losing to Man United of all people.
Yeah.
What other matches have you seen?
Last season I saw Manchester City. Lost 3-0.
Yeah. There's a pattern here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Ever thought about supporting a different team?
No, never.
No. Okay, what sort of stuff do you like? And music wise, what sort of music do you like?
Music, I like rock and metal are sort of what I prefer, but I do like a lot of other genres as well.
Okay, go on. What other genres then?
It's
not a secret. It's not a top secret. You can tell us.
Some pop stuff is good.
Yeah.
Ska, I like.
Scar, there's something else your mum and dad would probably like, because Scar's been, I mean, it's been around for a long time, and there's some good Scar stuff around now, but predominantly it was like 50s and 60s when it first came out.
Yeah, that's dad that got me into that sort of stuff.
Okay, so your dad's about 40, 50 then?
Yeah, he's 50, I think. Yeah.
So Father's Day yesterday, did you get him a card?
Yeah, I got him a card.
Did you do anything special for him?
No, not really.
No, you kids, you don't do those kind of things, do you? So, what sort of TV stuff do you watch?
I like Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead.
See, I just knew you were going to say that because your parents allow you to stay up to 9:30. That poor guy that was in here before, Jason, he wasn't allowed. He's not allowed to stay up and watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch it live.
You don't watch it live, you record it?
No, I just watch it on a website.
Okay.
Yeah.
What website's that then? So Dame Shirley can find out and maybe have a look at it.
It's called Put Locker.
Is it free?
Yeah.
So you just put Locker. There you go. Dial in Put Locker.
I don't think I'd like Game of Thrones
here. Oh, you'd love it.
No, I don't think I would.
You would. Dame Shirley, you would.
Oh, I would like that, is it?
You definitely would.
Oh, well, I better look it up.
So have you got exams next week?
Doing mocks and stuff.
Yeah, mocks. Which ones are you looking forward to most?
None of them.
None of them?
Yeah,
honest. Which one are you dreading?
Probably maths.
Maths,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Dame Shirley just happens to be a mathematician. She's a bit like the Carol Vorderman of radio. So, figures-wise, she might be able to help you with some extra tuition on your maths. You up for that?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
No, Alfie.
Hey, look, we're gonna get you involved on today's lunchtime social debate, all right, because you're going to be doing your own come the end of the week on Thursday. So, have you got any ideas what you're going to do yet?
We've been looking at some things, yeah.
Okay. Like, so what things are they?
Well, there's the EU referendum.
Right.
something to do with the Isle of Wight Festival, probably.
Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Very difficult to talk about something you didn't actually go to, isn't it?
Well, the others did, so it's fine.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah, okay. Selfish, isn't it? Did you tell him you're selfish? I didn't go. Did you want to go?
No, not really bothered.
No, okay. Not bothered. What do you want to do when you leave school? That's the million-dollar question. Oh, what do you want to do? He does. He does know. He told me earlier on. That's why I asked him.
Oh. Yeah, I want to go into journalism.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got lots of information for you, lots of useful tips. Yeah. Oh, I can't share them on air, but I will off air.
Great. All
right. So what sort of journalism do you want to do? Radio, TV, magazine?
Anything really. Magazines probably preferred.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what sort of stuff would you put in your magazine then? What sort of stuff are you into?
Just any sort of recent news.
Okay.
Sport news.
Alright. Yeah. Do you know what? I guarantee when I play this interview back to you, you will be totally different by the end of the week. I want to make sure that you have a listener, you sit down and have a listen to this interview and how you are, because this is what it's all about. The four-piece course is all about building confidence and communication skills. And I'd say by the end of the week, listener, you tune in, this guy will be totally, totally different. He will know whether or not he's fit and wants to go and live in a journalistic world, or he wants to just go back to his bedroom and stay up there until 11:30 watching Game of Thrones. All right. Okay. We'll find out come the end of the week. Yeah. I've got a good vibe. Let's take a break. We'll come back with some Richard Ashcroft, who of course was at the festival, but you didn't go. But let me put you out of your misery. He was fabulous.
The Mid-Morning Show, sponsored by Hamilton's Fine Foods. For quality bacon and a variety of handmade sausages at the best prices, it has to be Hamilton's Fine Foods. Call them now on 01983 526 098 or pop in at Pyle Street, Newport, or Wootton and Cowes High Streets.